And so if you're new and you're up and coming, what do you do? How do you step up into that role? Number one, be humble. I know it's a theme. I sound like a broken record, but everybody knows, everybody's seen that cocky guy that walks in and thinks they're going to run everything. And you just instantly disrespect that person. Mm-hmm. So how do you overcome that? You come in and you be humble. You respect people. You know, you respect people regardless of what rank you are, regardless of whether you're making a ton more money than someone else. It doesn't matter. You treat everybody with respect. You treat them with respect and they're going to respect you. You listen to them. It means so much when one of your people comes and talks to you and you sit down and say, okay, let me take some notes on what you're saying. That means so much to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people forget that. You know, they forget what it means to look up and see the boss man. And they might blow a guy off or, you know, hey, I don't have time for you right now. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to people. Mm-hmm. Because what you're trying to do in a leadership position, and this is a word that I've only recently become comfortable saying, the word is relationships. You are truly, that's what business is. That's what life is. That's what business is. That's what combat is. That's how you lead people in combat, in business. You have relationships with them. Leif and I talk about this all the time. You know, sure, I can give you an order if you're below me in rank, and you might do it some of the time, but you're not going to, the people that really follow you, that you have a relationship with you, those guys will do anything for you. Right. The guys that I worked with, the guys that worked for me, mm-hmm. were my subordinates, they'd do anything for me. And you know what? I would do anything for them. I would do anything for those guys. The guys that were in my task unit, those guys were awesome. They were awesome guys. And I would do anything for those guys. I would give them anything. And they would do the same for me. Why? Because we had relationship. That was what we had. It wasn't because I would order them to do something. That doesn't work. So you got to build those relationships. And how do you build relationships? How do you build relationships then? You build relationships by doing those things, by respecting people, by being humble, by listening, by telling them the truth, by having integrity and telling people the truth. You can't lie to people. And I mean, lie is a strong word, mm-hmm. because, you know, I don't think people are generally lying to each other on a regular basis, but people use half truths and they shadow things, and you can't do that. And people see right through it. And even if they don't know what the truth is, they know they're not getting the truth.
Right.
So, you know, I was always with my guys. Okay, here's what's going on. Here's the problem. Here's what we screwed up. Here's what we need to do better. Here's the pressure I'm under from higher headquarters. Here's why I'm under this pressure. Mm. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not trying to set something up to be different than what the reality is. If I'm getting told to do something that I don't believe in, okay? Now, this is a tough one. If I'm getting told to do something I don't believe in, I'm not going to go tell my guys, hey, I don't believe in this, and we're going to do it anyways. No, 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 no. If I don't believe in it, I got to figure out why we're doing it. Right. And I'm going to say, okay, boss, I do not understand why we're doing this. I don't see how this is going to help us win the battle. So you need to explain this to me so I can explain it to my guys, because I'm not going to go lie to them. I'm also not going to go down there and say, hey, we're doing this anyways. Or I'm not going to send people to do things that I don't believe in. We're all trying to win the war. My boss is trying to win the war. I'm trying to win the war. My guys are trying to win the war. So my boss isn't going to tell me to do something that doesn't make sense and isn't logical to win the war.
Yeah.
So I should believe in it.
Right.
And if I don't, then I should question him.
Yeah.
And those are the things that allow you to build relationships. And the topic of the night, again, ownership. You know, if you take ownership when there's problems and you get them solved, and then when things do go right, you pass the reward and the credit onto your boys, then that also helps you build those relationships.
Yeah.
The point of your story is that you didn't build a relationship with a guy, right, because you didn't trust him.
Yes, exactly right. So, you know, when you're saying tell the truth, you know, if it's bad, you got to tell the truth. You're not going to this guy. Literally, it's almost like he would only want to tell you good news. So it could be like it's almost like you had this feeling, like, even if he hated my shirt or thought it looked whack or something like that, he would he would still, oh, that's a cool shirt.
And you know, this is important. This brings me to another point, and that is balance. Mm. And I talk about balance all the time because all these things have to be balanced. And when you're talking about truth right now, you have to be tactful. You know, being truthful and being honest does not give you permission to be a jerk. It doesn't do that. And yeah. So there's a difference between, you know, oh, I don't like Echo's shirt, so I'm going to say, dude, that's an ugly shirt, right? And just like in when you're working with, you know, subordinates and they screw something up, you know, that was a horrible job. You let me down. No, okay. Hey, well, first of all, you want to take ownership of it. Hey, I obviously didn't give you good enough guidance. But the point that I'm trying to make is being honest with people. There's people that are blunt, honest leaders, and everyone hates them because they're so blunt. They don't have any tact. Right. They don't maneuver. They don't use jujitsu. They don't think, and they don't assess the whole situation. Mm. And they think that if I tell Echo, you know, if I want Echo to use method A, and Echo's used to using method B, Echo might have a personality that if I go up and say, hey, use method A now, I'm being blunt, I'm being frank. What does Echo say to that? Echo's like, dude, I've been doing this a lot longer than you. I'm not going to do method A. I'm sticking with my method. That's real. I need to get, you know, so you've got to influence people. You've got to be a chess player, not a checkers player. And so don't confuse being honest with being blunt and untactful and a jerk. You have to do jujitsu. And for anyone that's listening that doesn't do jujitsu, jujitsu is a very nuanced game where you're constantly trying to set things up and shape the situation. It's not like boxing. In boxing, I'm trying to punch you, you're trying to punch me. In jujitsu, you're trying to maneuver on the other person. You're trying to get better positions on them. You're trying to flank them and come in from a different direction that they didn't expect. That's what the art of leadership is. Mm-hmm. Anyone could go through a list of, hey, here's what you guys screwed up on the mission. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right. Fix it. Mm. That guy's not going to be respected as a leader, even though he's truthful and honest and blunt. It's not going to get him where he needs to be.
Right.
There's a whole nother game to
game
play
within
and
the game.
Yeah. And it's dealing with egos and it's dealing with personalities. That's really what it boils down to. Everyone has different personalities, and learning how to be a craftsman that knows what tools to use with what different types of wood. That's what being a leader is. Leadership was do these next 7 things and you'll be a great leader. I wouldn't have a book and I wouldn't have a business because everyone would be a great leader. Mm-hmm. There is an art to it. It is a very difficult thing to do. It's simple. There's simple steps, you know, be honest, you know, show integrity, take ownership. Yeah. There's those simple steps, but at the same time, they're incredibly nuanced.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it challenging. And that's what makes it so rewarding as well. That is absolutely what makes it so rewarding.